From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says the number of terrorism incidents in the world declined last year for a second year in a row, while the Islamic State remains the deadliest jihadist group, carrying out more attacks and causing more deaths than the previous year of 2015. The State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibrel, said the IS group has experienced serious setbacks in 2016.
Iraqi security forces, supported by the coalition, delivered a series of defeats on ISIS through 2016, beginning with the liberation of Ramadi in February, the recapture of Fallujah in June, and the seizure of Qayyarah Air Base in northern Iraq in July, and finally the launch of the broad offensive in Nineveh in October that led to Iraqi security force penetration deep into eastern Mosul by the end of the year.
Sibrel also said much of northern Syria has been cleared of an IS presence, leading to an assault on the de facto IS capital of Raqqa by U.S.-backed rebels. But he says they've been dispersed.
In 2016, ISIS established a presence in the Libyan coastal city of Sirte, from which it was expelled as a result of a concerted ground campaign by Libyan forces with U.S. air support. Somalia, Yemen, northeastern Nigeria, portions of the Sinai Peninsula, the Afghanistan-Pakistan border regions, and portions of the Philippines, among other places, are examples of such safe haven environments.
The U.S. said more than 11,000 terrorist incidents occurred in 2016, resulting in more than 25,000 fatalities. Malawi's former agriculture minister, George Chiponda, has been arrested and faces corruption charges over a procurement contract with Zambia. President Peter Mutharika ordered an investigation into last year's $34 million maize order that a Zambian opposition leader said documents showed Malawi was overcharged. This is VOA News. 80-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, the Republican presidential standard bearer in 2008, has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. The former Vietnam War prisoner of war, who has served in Congress more than three decades, underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and tissue analysis revealed the presence of glioblastoma. Larry Sabato is a University of Virginia political science professor.
I think it's very premature to talk about John McCain not being in the Senate. He's tough. He'll go through the treatment. I'm sure he'll remain in the Senate. With luck, he'll be able to survive for many years to come.
McCain won re-election to a new six-year term just last November. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Wednesday that Tehran will respond appropriately to new U.S. sanctions that target 18 individuals and entities, even as the Trump administration certified Iran is complying with a two-year-old international nuclear agreement. The U.S. said, however, Tehran is guilty of violating the spirit of that agreement by engaging in what it calls malign behavior. U.S.-China trade talks ended Wednesday in Washington with no breakthrough and a cancellation of closing news conferences. There was no joint statement or action plan following the meeting. Economist Gary Huffbauer of the Peterson Institute expects some minor concessions will be forthcoming from Beijing.
My guess is that at the end of the talks, there'll be one or two concessions that China will make, very much like the beef concession made right at the beginning of this 100-day period, and the concession on letting Standard & Poor's and Moody's and Fitch operate in China.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross opened the U.S.-China Comprehensive Economic Dialogue with criticism of China's nearly $350 billion trade surplus with the U.S. Hundreds in Hong Kong turned out Wednesday to pay their final respects to the late pro-democracy activist Liu Xiaobo, whose death last week followed a brief bout of cancer. The 61-year-old had been granted a medical parole last month after serving nearly 11-year prison sentence for subversion. Lee Chuk-young is a member of the Hong Kong Alliance in support of patriotic democratic movements in China.
We know very clearly that in China, that all the friends of Liu Xiaobo now are being under surveillance, monitor house arrest inside their own home.
The late Nobel Peace Laureate's wife, Liu Xia, remains under house arrest. Authorities in the Canadian province of British Columbia have extended a state of emergency for two more weeks as wildfires rage. Premier John Horgan said his top priority is caring for more than 45,000 people displaced by the flames. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.